Our reading is taken from the Gospel of Mark, starting at Mark chapter 10, starting at verse number 41. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. When the ten heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Amen. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and grab your neighbor by the hand. Look your neighbor square in the eye. And say to your neighbor, "You are here to make a difference." Neighbor, you are here to make a difference. Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, "We Are Here to Make a Difference." And those who were here during the week of VBS, which concluded on Friday, this past Thursday, this is the lesson that we concluded with. And even to our young adults who were here today, I want you to know it's going to be a little different than what I taught y'all on this coming Thursday. But I want us to see something. Right now, we know who the presidential candidates are for the Republican and Democratic Party. They are already in place. And as they are in place, the one thing they're going to be doing, Sister Sarah, is that they're going to be now telling us all the things that they want us to hear, because they want to get our vote. But the reality is, with either of the candidates, what people really want to know is, why do you want the job? Are you just trying to stroke your ego? Or are you going to really help people and make of somebody working with me? You see, one of the things that we have to realize, that while we're here in church, it's good to get excited. It's good to clap. It's good to shout hallelujah. But why are you here in this place? Are you here because you don't want folk to talk about you? Are you here because you know that there's something going on in that place that I also want to get a hold of? Because if we are here for Jesus, we all are to be here so that we can make a difference. You know, but when we look at this scripture, and I'm not, Pastor, where you going with this? I'm glad you asked, Deacon Jones. When you look at this scripture, what is happening here is that from verses 35 to 40, Deacon George, what happened is James and John, you know, were looking at one another and said, "You know what? Let's go talk to Jesus." You see, we know they were fishermen. But they were also fishermen that also had hired hands to help their father. So it was easy for them to drop their nets and come on, because their father must have had a good fishing business. And you know, since they had a good fishing business, you know, they were doing well. Wasn't doing bad like some other fishermen. So they figured that since they made a decision to follow Jesus, Brother Mo, they felt that what would happen is that Jesus should give us a privileged position. "Lord, we're coming to you because we want to sit on your right hand and your left hand when you come into your glory." And the Lord basically says to them, "Y'all don't really understand what you're asking. Can you take on the baptism that I have? Can you drink from the cup I'm drinking from? Lord, we are able. You see, folk will say a whole lot to get a whole lot, but want to do very little for it. Truth be told is that if we're here to talk a whole lot but do very little, ain't nothing ever going. Ain't going to change. It's going to stay just the way it is. But when we make a decision to realize that it's more than what we talk about, it's more about what we do. And this is where the plot thickens. While James and John are making their plea to Jesus to have him put them in a privileged position because they felt that's the position that they deserve. Thank God folk don't feel that way when they come to the Lord. Because, you know, Lord, yes, I am very good speaker. You know, I'm well educated. I make good money. And Lord, and now that I've made a decision to give you my life, I want to have a privileged position. I want folk to look at me and know that they're looking at somebody. And you know, Lord, in so many ways, I'm doing you a favor. Thank God nobody in BRBC has that kind of attitude. You are doing God a favor by coming to church. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor. Stay with us. You see, I want you to know we ain't trying to lose nobody, but we are in the process of helping everybody. Because all of us could use a little more help. And it ain't just you. I'm talking about myself too. Oh, hallelujah. Because I don't care where we are, how anointed and appointed we are. We have not yet arrived, and all of us can use a little bit more help. Amen. But let's go on. I don't want to get sidetracked. Stay with me. Because it's about to get a little interesting. So as James and John had this conversation with Jesus, the one of the things that we're not sure is how it happened. Did they pull Jesus aside and begin to talk to him? And then the other 10 started easing up on them and heard what was going on? Or was it that one of them just happened to be eavesdropping and ran back and told the other 9, Nicole, we just don't know. But what we do know, in verse number 41, where we began our reading, is that the 10 heard it. And they became what, y'all? Angry. What makes y'all think y'all have a right to ask Jesus for that and just diss us? I thought we were all in this. Thank God in church that we don't ever think that we are privileged and others aren't. We'll say that we're all in this together until it really comes down to us being together. You see, when it comes down to us being together, like, hold on now, I got to get mine and you figure out how you're going to get yours. So I'm going to get there early and make sure I get what I need. And if you get yours or not, that's on you. But wait a minute. We just said that we're all in this. Oh, y'all going to stay with me, right? All right. Now, as we look at this in verse number 41, they got angry. They got angry because of the fact that they felt that they were being dismissed. They felt that they were being overlooked. They felt that the others, James and John, didn't think that they should be where they are. So what we see happen, Jesus calls them all together, which tells me that he got wind of what was going on. But we know the Lord already knew. So what the Lord was doing, or getting ready to do, was diffuse the situation. You see, because if a situation like this goes undealt with, there it becomes a division amongst his disciples. And I want you to know that the division doesn't stop right there. It continues to grow. You see, just like in the church, if folk are divided in the church, and whenever folk come and join your church, I want you to know the two sides try to get them into their camp so they can get their numbers bigger. But what we got to understand is that there is no division in Jesus. He died for us all, and he wants us all to be able to work what? Together, because he came and gave his life for who? Everybody. So as this is happening, And as this is taking place, what I want you to know, Jesus said, come on, y'all, come on. Come here, come here, come here, come here. All of y'all come over here. All of y'all come. James and John, don't try to run away. Get back over here. Y'all ten, straighten your faces out. Because what I'm about to say is going to hit all of y'all. Because whether we know it or not, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect up in this place. We don't dot all our I's and cross all our T's. We don't always make our lemonade sweet enough. That's a new one I just found out, Rim Road. So what we're seeing is this. Jesus calls all these brothers together. I can see him as he calls them together. All y'all just sit in. Doesn't say this in scripture. Can I use my spiritual imagination a little bit? He just said, come on, y'all just sit down. Be quiet and listen to what I'm about to tell you. Because what I'm about to tell you is something I need for you to understand. Because he says to them in verse number 42, beginning with the quote, you know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers, lord it over them. And their great ones are tyrants over them. So the Lord is saying, wait a minute, I chose you 12 not to act like this, not to be tyrants, not to lord over folk. You see, because Sister Davis, what they got to understand back then, them folk who were the lords, what they did was that they took everything you made because they were over you. And everything you got, they make sure they took the best of it first. Even if they left you anything, they took all the best that it was. They want you to do the back-breaking work, and then they take all and reap all the benefits from it. Isn't that interesting? You see, and then they're the ones who always want to talk about all the stuff that they have, but they ain't lift a finger to get none of it. He says that's how the Gentiles, or that's how the world functions, which means in essence that they don't care about people. They're not trying to make a difference in the lives of people. All they want is what they want, when they want, and how they want. They don't care, JB, whether you get what you need, because I'm going to take mine off the top. And if it ain't enough for you, that's your problem. That's how they function. So what the Lord was doing was hitting them hard. He was letting them know is that, you know what, I ain't come to have y'all act like folk act in the world. I've come to make a difference in your life. I'm here to let you know this is not how we function. And guess what? As a church today, sure enough, that ain't how we function. You know, I ain't the kind of pastor that's going to sit there and just have you just wait on me hand and foot. Because I realize if I can move just like you, what stop me from doing what you do? Amen? Because we're all in this what? All right, those ain't just words. Those are things that we're doing. Amen? And what we're seeing here that the writer is telling us, being the gospel, the writer of Gospel of Mark is telling us what Jesus said to them. But then Jesus says to them in that very next verse, because you know he's turning the corner. Y'all know my favorite term is turning the corner. Because whenever you see that word but, that's telling us he's turning the corner. He's not going in the same direction. He's turning the corner. He is letting you know that however it was done before, we about to change it all right now. You see, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know all of us got that but in our lives? Because all of us were worldly. All of us did what we wanted to do. But then we had an encounter with Jesus. And when we had that encounter with Jesus, what did we do? We turned the corner. So Jesus says, but it is not so among you. So he's telling him that ain't how y'all gonna function. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And because we're crossing the street, but staying in the same street. Whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave to a few. Most folk. I was just checking to see if y'all was reading it with me. You must be a slave to all. So in essence, you know what Jesus is saying? Are you ready to make a difference? You are here to make a difference. You are here. I am here to serve the Lord. We're here to go to the highways and the byways to let folk know about the goodness of the Lord. And if your brother needs a sandwich, you'll give him two sandwiches. If your sister needs a dress, you'll give him two dresses. Because you are here to make a difference. Until the church recognizes what our purpose is. Our purpose is to make. But as long as we act like folk who are in the world, I know that's where we came from. But we should have turned the corner a long time ago. Which means that we ought not to be traveling on that same road, Sister Rossi. The road we ought to be on ought to be a different road. It's a narrow path. A few folk got on it, but a lot of them got off of it. But we ain't getting off of it. Because we realize when I stay on the path that the Lord has before me, that the Lord will make a way out of no way. It might get a little bumpy. It might be a little rough. It might have some tight corners. But I know who put me on that road. And if the Lord put me on that road, he will see me through. Do I got a witness in God's house? I tell you, you are here to make a difference. But how are you going to make a difference if you always want to put yourself first? How are you going to make a difference if you want everybody to wait on you and you don't wait on nobody? You see, what BRBC is a place where we will make a difference. You know why we'll make a difference? It's because we recognize we ain't get here all by ourselves. We have to understand it is the Lord who called us up out of darkness into his marvelous light. It is the Lord who pulled us up out the miry clay and placed us on the rock to stay. It is the Lord who saw something in us that we couldn't see in ourselves. And I want you to know that when we hear that word calling, we always think about God calling preachers. Yeah, I hear that, but God called you too. I want you to know that preachers don't have just a hotline to Jesus. Everybody got a hotline to Jesus because the Lord calls all of us and we all can't do the same job. That's why the Lord calls us to do the various things that we do in the church, because if we don't have all them folk, then how are we going to be one body? If the entire body was the eye, where would the hearing be? Oh, somebody going to work with me? So all of us have a calling on our lives. And when the Lord called us, I want you to know, you know what else he did? Brother Lewis, he blessed us. Oh, somebody gonna get that. You see, I want you to know, Brother Lewis, that the Lord blesses us. Once he calls us and we receive that call, then the Lord blesses us. And once we are blessed, I want you to realize that we ought to be a what? Blessing to somebody else. Because we realize the Lord could have very easily just walked right on by us, Rem Rose. It'd be like me looking you in the eye and act like I don't see you. He could have just left us lost in the sauce. Right. But he didn't leave us lost in the sauce.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, I want us to understand that the Lord knew that there was something he had for us to do. He knew that there were some folk out there he was going to use us to reach. There were some folk out there who were in despair. There are some folk out there who are going through what you've been through. And the Lord has blessed you and brought you through for the sole purpose that you'll be able to cross paths with that person and let them know that I serve a mighty good God. And if the Lord brought me through, he'll do the same thing for you. You see, we have to understand we are here to make a difference. Because if we ain't going to make a difference, then we all should have just stayed home. Because the Lord wants us to be a people who are difference makers. You see, because of the fact that we have the same problems that folk in the world have. Amen. But rather than us losing hope or being in despair or get frustrated, what we do is we fall on our knees and say, Lord, I need your help. You brought me this far. I know you'll take me all the way. And since I know you take me all the way, Lord, whatever you're calling me to do, I'll do it. And if that means that I'm supposed to be a slave to all, and that's what the Lord here was doing, was being very dramatic in making that statement. What he is saying to his disciples, are you willing to be subservient? Will you listen to me when I talk to you? Will you do what I ask you to do? You see, Jesus ain't going to ask them to do anything that he wouldn't do. Jesus washed their feet. And I know that Peter has some big issues with that. But when you can get to the point where you can be subservient to wash somebody's feet during that time, Lord knows you are letting folk know that it's all about making a difference. Are you willing to step up to the plate to make a difference? And before you answer, I want you to understand something. If you're willing to do that, there are times when you are blessed to be a blessing. The folk that the Lord is bringing you to ain't gonna like you. But that don't stop you from being a blessing. I want you to know that they did a powerful play on Friday. It had to do with an older lady who was rather ornery. And she was rather ornery, but the kids thought about the lesson that they received in VBS. I'm blessed to be a blessing. And they thought about this ornery lady, how they can go there and clean up her yard, give her flowers while she could smell them. And one of the adults even went by as they were heading to the supermarket and asked her, do you need me to pick up something for you? She said, yeah, bring me a loaf of bread. I know it costs 99 cents. Here's a dollar. You better have my change. And the way the play concluded was that she was mad that they came onto her porch and in her yard. She got mad that they gave her flowers. And I forgot, by the way, when the brother came to visit her, he brought her some vegetables. Fresh vegetables. And rather than her saying thank you, she said, your sorry wife couldn't cook them for me. You see, when you truly are going to be a blessing to somebody else, you ain't doing it to impress them. You're doing it because you want to make a and you know, and since you're going to make a difference, even though you might not ever see that person again, you might not know how you impacted their life. But don't you know that old hungry lady? It hit her after seeing them kids spend 3 hours cleaning up her whole yard and cutting her grass. Something inside moved her. We know that was nothing but God. Because she started looking at herself and say, Lord, how did I get to this place? How did I get so tight-lipped, angry at everybody? I'm going to throw away the lemons. Better yet, I ain't going to throw them away. I'm going to squeeze them lemons. I'm going to put some lemon juice in a jar. I'm going to add some water to it. And I'm going to sweeten it up real good. And she realized how messed up she had become. To the point that she realized that she had a sister she hadn't talked to in 14 years. But then she went and called her sister and said, I apologize for the way I've been acting. They brought me some peaches, and I know you like a good peach pie. So will you allow me to make you a peach pie and me bring it by tomorrow and let us talk? Don't you know? When you are blessed to be a blessing, you are a difference maker. And you know, I thank God that he called us to be difference maker. We might not always see how we make a difference in the lives of those we come in contact with, but we are thankful that the Lord is using us. You see, the Lord calls us to plant the seeds. The Lord calls others to water the seeds. But we understand for a fact that only God will give the increase. So just in case we want to get it twisted, just in case his disciples wanted to get it twisted, Jesus said to them in verse number 45, For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Do you see the scripture? You see, so Jesus was letting his disciples know why they were all sitting down. I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. And now that I'm serving y'all and y'all listen to everything I just had to say, I want you to know that I'm also going to give my life as a ransom for many. So in essence, I thank God that Jesus came, because he is the difference maker. Amen. He is the one who took us up out of darkness and brought light into our lives. He is the one who healed and delivered us. He is the one who turned us around. He is the one who's there with us through our by and by. He is the one that rocks us to sleep at night. He is the one that keeps us in our right mind. He is the one that puts food on our tables. He is the one that keeps a roof over our heads. He is the one that allows us to have a heart that becomes pure and caring. He is the one that allows us to let other folk know that there is a helper. There is a deliverer. There is a sustainer. There is a maintainer. There is a provider. And his name is, I tell you, Jesus came to make a difference. I thank God that he made a difference in my life. Are you glad that he made a difference in you? Are you glad that he's blessing you? Are you glad that he's healing you? Somebody ought to thank him. Somebody ought to praise him, because he is a mighty good God. And he came to make a... Oh, thank you, Jesus. But I want you to know there's something I want you to get. He ended that verse by saying he gave his life for many. And this is what I mess with my class with. He could have said, why didn't he say all? You know why he didn't say all? Because not all would accept him. So he didn't want to even give a false sense of hope to his disciples. You can preach to 100. You can preach to 1,000. You can preach to 10,000. And so on. But that does not necessarily mean everybody that hears that word will be moved by that word or will embrace Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. But the one thing that we understand is that the Lord has made a difference in us. And since he made a difference in us, we are going to take his word to wherever we go. Because what we want to do is make a difference. And I want you to know that Paul also put it best to reiterate what Jesus said. He said, I become all things to all people so that I might save some. So y'all, let us never ever get it twisted. Everybody ain't gonna fall in love with Jesus. But we know that we have fell in love with Jesus. And we are here now to be difference makers. So we're going to let other folk know just how good our God is. And some might come along and some might stay where they are. But it's all right. We're going to continue to do what the Lord has called us to do, because the Lord is calling us to be what? Difference makers. You are here to make a difference. Check this out. If you are here for anything else other than wanting to make a difference, you've missed it. Sister Boykins, it's like pointing the arrow at a target, and you ain't but 2 feet away from it. Ain't no chance you can miss it. But if that's not what you intend to do, you will miss the whole talk. We have to understand, as the people of God, we are here to make a difference. We are here to share the good news of Jesus Christ with a dying world. We are here to let those who are in despair know that there is hope. We are here to let folk know that the Lord can deliver you from the whatever's in your life. No matter how rough it is, no matter how tough it is, if you put your hand in God's unchanging hand, He'll make a difference in your life. You see, that's what we have to continue to remind ourselves. Now, I want you to know that it ain't gonna always be easy. Sometimes it's gonna get rough. Sometimes it's gonna be tough. But Brother Chester, no matter what, as Sister Marilyn sang on Friday night, hallelujah anyhow. You see, what we got to learn how to do is continue to praise God no matter what. And I also know there's a current song out that says that I'm going to put a praise on it. You see, what that is letting us know no matter what you go through, you continue to praise God. Put some praise on it. You want to see the Lord make a difference in your life? Put some praise on it. You want to see some walls get knocked down? Put some praise on it. You want to see some doors open? Put some praise on it. You want to see folk get healed? Put some praise on it. You need to keep a roof over your head? Put some praise on it. Because we're here to make a We're here to make a difference. So we're called to be difference makers. That's what we're called to be. Difference makers. And then you'll hear some folk who even look at you when you invite them to church. And you know what they'll say? What difference will it make? You have other folk who are going through a rough time and you say, do what you like to pray? What am I going to pray for? What difference. Oh, Brother Austin, we didn't hit some streets because folk looking at me a little funny. You see, I want us to know today, y'all, as we get ready to shut this thing down, I just want you to know. Because I told them on Friday at the conclusion of Vacation Bible School, I told them that Saturday, Sunday would be a culmination of all that took place. And this is the culmination of all that took place. I'm blessed to be a blessing. So in essence, I am a difference maker. I just thank God for Jesus. Because didn't he make a difference in us? So now it's time for us to make a difference in the lives of those we come in contact with. So that's your challenge. That's my challenge. We are here to make a difference. Let's say it this way. I am here to make a difference. No matter what comes at me, no matter what we got to deal with, we just say, hallelujah, anyhow. That's it as far as my singing goes. But I just want us to know that's what we are. So if you're going to be a difference maker, you know what we are, y'all? We're the movers. Oh, somebody going to work with me. We are the movers. You don't believe me? Go to Philippians. And I mean, in Philippian jail where Paul and Silas were. In chapter 15 or 16. They were locked up in the Philippian jail. Chained to the wall after being beaten. And it was about midnight. And Paul said to Silas, let us go on and just praise the Lord. You see, when you put a praise on it, you'll become a mover. Oh, somebody working with me. Because we are difference makers. Anybody needs something to get moved out in their lives? Anybody needs something to get shaken up in your life? I tell you, then you ought to put a praise on it. Come on, choir, can we praise him just for a few minutes? I need some praise right now so that we can let folk know we're going to do some moving and some shaking because we are difference makers, because we are unshakable, but there's some stuff around us that needs some moving and some shaking. Go ahead, Sister Davis. I need something upbeat. I need something to move us.
There's a miracle in this room. with my name on it.
Go ahead.
There's a breakthrough in this room, and it's got my name on it. So I'm gonna put a praise on it.
Yes!
I'm gonna put a praise on it.
Yes!
There's a breakthrough in this room.
Yes!
It's got my name on it.